Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you to the NovaCare Complex on this Monday. Long weekend off for everyone. Hope you all had a great Eagles weekend. And I want to know, did you watch football over the weekend, NFL style? I watched a little bit of it. I watched a lot of the second half of Tim Tebow, really mostly the fourth quarter. Interested to watch that kid play. Impressed by how the Broncos play as a team and how hungry they are. But I really didn't watch much of the Giants game, bits and pieces, tuned in and out. I'm just hard to watch it. I come away with the conclusion, of course, that the NFC East is pretty terrible, and that's a good thing for everyone. Today, Michael Vick, Jeremy Maclin, expected to be on the practice field. They're actually out practicing now. We'll find out at noon when the locker room is open. No Andy Reid press conference today. So they're on the field. They've had a weekend off. Maybe they get things together here. Maclin and DRC, DRC and Maclin and Vic, all those guys, we expect them to be on the practice field ready to go. Next week, it's a tough, tough game against the Miami Dolphins. That team left for dead at 0-7. Now they're 4-8, so 4-1 in their last five games. Good football team coming off a blowout win against the Oakland Raiders. And then tonight, we invite you to tune into Eagles Nightly. We have the very latest for you. The Redskins lose, the Cowboys lose, the Giants lose. So that sound you hear is absolutely a heartbeat. There we go. Playoff heartbeat, people. 4-8 Eagles, remarkably, are still alive in the NFC East. Now, a lot of things have to happen. I know, and it's ridiculous to talk about the playoffs and Eagles have to run the table at 4-0. We just wanted to win one game, win one straight game before we talk about winning four straight games. But the Eagles do have a chance. And we have gone to our NFL playoff experts to calculate just what kind of chance this football team has to reach the 2011 postseason.
I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you married. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good, like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
All right, so the Eagles do have a chance. Yeah, I'm telling you there's a chance. Now, what has to happen? The Eagles have to go 4-0, of course. The Cowboys 1-3 in their final four, and they have a tough road. The Giants twice at Tampa Bay, who's struggling. It all begins on Sunday for the Eagles, of course, in Miami. But the Redskins can help out. The Giants play the Cowboys next week. The Redskins are going to lose to New England, but then they can go beat the Giants and help out the Eagles. So if the Cowboys go 1-3, the Giants go 2-2, Eagles go 4-0, ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles would be your NFC East champions at 8-8. All right? That's the way we see it. I went down to the trainer's room today, the athletic training department's room, and had a little shot of optimism. Thanks for the line, Sam Halliwell. Why not? Why not? Let's take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Carl in D.C. joins us. Hi, Carl.
Dave, we don't go. How's it going after an Eagles loss, but it's been 4 days. So.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit amused. Don't you see that?
And by the way, I'll take your heartbeat. I'm the eternal optimist of my family down here in D.C. I'll take any little thing I can get a hold of.
Yeah,
I agree. Because one thing we've seen in the NFL, there is no such thing as a certainty.
This is a crazy, hey, Carl.
They play the game.
Crazy, crazy season, and, you know, who knows?
Well, I tell you what, I was thrilled to see Arizona beat Dallas yesterday, especially since my daughter-in-law just flew in. My son got home from Afghanistan, and she is a major Cowboys fan.
Well, the Cowboys stink. You know, I'll tell you, Carl, I look at the NFC East, and I see a lousy division.
Yeah, I do. It's not like it used to be.
It's a lousy division. And
it is what it is. We have seen crazier things happen. But I tell you what, I was really impressed by what Celek said and Colin Jenkins said after the win.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I don't care anymore about words. I don't care about people saying that they're embarrassed. I don't care about people saying they're humiliated. I don't care about people saying that they're playing hard for the team. Go out and do it. Just stop talking it. Do it. Go do it.
Well, I saw a hint of that Thursday night with some of the players, especially with Celek.
Well, Celek plays hard. Celek cares. I mean, most of the guys do care. I will say most of the guys do care.
Yeah.
I just don't see. I don't see a desperate team.
No, I don't either. But you know. These guys, this is what they get paid to do, and it's a simple fact. If you don't do it, they're going to find somebody else who will.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. Now, the Eagles, look, they've got a roster move to make here. Cole Anderson will go on injured reserve after having his anterior cruciate ligament torn on Thursday night, so we're waiting for that move to be made, and I would imagine they'll look for somebody who can play special teams. But there's no question about it, Carl. To me, it comes from within. Within the locker room, within their hearts, within their minds.
Yeah.
And I think it will help having Michael Vick back to rally the troops this weekend.
And now, I think having Vick back, Macklin, and BRC, Macklin, I tell you what, it just the receiver core just got exposed all over the place. By the way, did Steve Smith even get on the field Thursday night?
I don't believe so.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
He's just a non-factor. I'm glad we didn't sign him to a long-term deal. He is just not fit in at all.
Yeah, it's weird. I thought he would add a little bit, and he hasn't added anything.
No, he hasn't.
Chad Hall, God bless him, gets reps. And
I tell you what, I have really loved that kid. He's not very big, but he's got a lot of heart, and he when he gets the ball, he does as much as he can. And I think he's got a real future. Somebody, if not with us, somebody, but. You know, a lot of people discounted him last year because he'd been in the Air Force. He came off the practice squad and made an impact, did the same thing this year. This kid doesn't give up.
Yeah. You're right.
So.
You're right. Hey, Carl, thanks.
All right, Dave, have a great day.
You too, man. 215-339-6709. Let's take a little break here. When we come back, more from you. We wait for the locker room to open. We'll get in there and talk to Michael Vick. We'll get in there and talk to Jeremy Macklin. All of that coming up on Eagles Live. Stick with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Ricoh.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. Eagles Live, the name of the show, Dave Spadaro with you. Back into our groove here just a little bit after the weekend off. Hope you enjoyed it. Eagles getting ready for Miami. Jeremy Maclin, Michael Vick expected to work their way towards Sunday and get back on the game field, and they have certainly been missed. The offense really just not the same, certainly without Vick, and absolutely without Maclin. You know, you miss that other threat down the field. Eagles have scored in these last three games 17 points against the Giants, 20 points against the Patriots, and just 14 points against Seattle. I look at the numbers the Eagles put up this year points-wise. 31 against the Rams, 31 against the Falcons, only 16 against the Giants, 23 against the San Francisco 49ers, 24 against the Buffalo Bills, 20 against the Redskins, 34 against the Cowboys, 24 Bears, 17 Cardinals. Just not the offense that I expected to be. Obviously, way, way, way too many turnovers. Eagles lead the league in turnovers. I think, 29 turnovers? Just a ridiculous number of turnovers for this football team. Ridiculous number. And the Eagles just are not as efficient as they need to be. They move the ball fine. They gotta be better inside the 20. And that's the thing that strikes me about a player like Tim Tebow, who everybody breaks down his mechanics and can he throw the football, and maybe not. Maybe there are flaws. But right now, the Broncos believe in him. Their defense is playing great, and Brian Dawkins still playing good football, and yeah, would have been a good move to keep him in Philadelphia in retrospect, because the Eagles have not solved their safety situation. And this football team, who are they playing for? Where's the passion? Where's the urgency? You know, that's what we have to see. And hopefully they bring it in four games. Let's go to New York and talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
What's up, Dave?
Hi, Josh.
How's it going, dude?
It's going better, Josh. You know, I hate to say it, but I'm one of those misery loves company guys, and the fact that the entire NFC East stinks makes me feel
ridiculous. Makes me feel this year.
Isn't it unbelievable how bad the division is?
It's so pathetic. It's ridiculous. We still have a chance at 4-8. So embarrassing to even say that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not embarrassed, but I'm embarrassed being 4-8. I don't look back and say, gosh, how could you have lost to the 49ers? A win over the 49ers would have made every bit of difference. Or how could this team have lost to Arizona? Or all of that's bad. It's all bad. But I'm looking at the big picture too, and I'm saying, you know, it's not going to be that daunting to get back into the picture here. Maybe not this year.
It's very possible. I mean, it's
maybe not this
possible
year.
Enough.
Maybe not this year, though. I think this year is a bit of a, I mean, clearly.
You really don't have enough confidence to gonna make it?
Well, I'd like to see the Eagles win one game in a row before I talk
one
about
one game, right. The Miami will show.
Yeah. And Miami's playing great football, Josh, as you know.
Amazing. Yeah, they're playing wow. They just, like, I don't know, came out of nowhere. Matt Moore, I don't know where he came from.
Well, he's crazy. Again, it's if your quarterback doesn't turn the football over three times a game, I mean, the Eagles are averaging 2.5 turnovers a game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's upset. I don't even know if Vic comes back this week. I mean, I'm not trying to put him down, but I don't know. I got to see him do something better than Vince Young, you know? Like, both of them are just playing so sloppy.
Well, Vince Young, to me, wasn't even... You know, the turnovers are one thing, but then there were so many missed open receivers. And
Jackson, Sally, all he just keep missing them.
Yeah.
So pathetic. Kavon, all he just keep throwing and missing them right on the
field. And the offense just didn't really rally. And listen, Vince will probably go start somewhere in the NFL next year. When you look around and see what's going on in the league with quarterbacks, you know, Vince is a talented guy who needs an entire offseason to work in a system. But Michael's just got to play football. Get rid of it, please. If I see him against the Miami Dolphins in the open field taking hits, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna be really upset because he's got to learn to hit the ground. He's got to learn. He's got to preserve himself.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. It's that if he keeps getting hit, he's never going to be starting a 16-game season, which happened again this year again. So,
you're right.
Like, it's pretty nerve-wracking, but not much we can do. Oh, Dave, not to be on the spot, I think I called maybe 2 months ago. I called about you said you're giving me a hat. I don't know if I ever got that.
Did I ever get the note? I'm not sure if I ever got your address.
Hey, I think I emailed...
Web team?
It was Eagles something team or something.
Yeah, webteam@philadelphiaeagles.com is what you... Could you just send us another email so I can check on that? You want a trivia question or something, right?
I think it was somewhere like that. You said I should write my name and send my address to that.
Yeah,
sent it, but it never worked out.
Okay, I haven't... it's possible that I have it. If you could just send it to me again. Send it to webteam.
All right, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to take predictions starting tomorrow.
All right, cool.
All right, hey, Josh, thank you.
Thanks a lot, dude.
All right, man. 215-339-6709. You know, it is. It's interesting. You look at this and you say, well, if this would happen, that would happen. I can't go back and change things. So I always take the optimistic approach and look to the future. And I see a division that the Giants have some age on their lines of scrimmage. Who knows if they're going to have a coaching change, but they're going into their late season swoon. The Cowboys, I mean, you know, they got a little bit of age on defense. And they just, even in wins, and I know everybody was touting the Cowboys with the wins they had over the Redskins and over the Dolphins, but they weren't impressive wins. And then they go out and lose to Arizona yesterday, and that's shocking to me. The division's wide open in the future here. This year, 4-8, look, let's just win a game, and then we'll talk. Bill in California joins us. Hello, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, you know. Well, I mean, I'm not happy at 4-8, but I mean, there's a little sliver of light. I don't know. Were you here at the beginning of the show?
I just got everything ready and came back.
All right, Bill, hang on. Just hang on the line for 1 second. We're going to show you. We went to our draft expert or our playoff expert to show you that there is in fact light at the end of the tunnel here for the Eagles playoffs 2000.
I already got that figured out.
Okay, what do you got figured out?
I can tell you, if the Cowboys lose...
We already know that. Bill, we know that. We know that. Here's an expert.
Okay.
Here's a real expert. Hang on for 1 second. Here's a real expert talking about the Eagles' chances.
I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out, and I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you married. Just... least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah!
So, there you go. Hey, Bill, there's your chance. All right.
Doesn't matter, Dave. It's a chance.
There's your chance. It's all Dumb and Dumber. Thank you very much. Jim Carrey, thank you. I think that's a poignant moment. I mean, there is a chance here, Bill.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. There's a chance.
Yeah, the Cowboys have to go 1-3, which is not out of the realm of possibility. Giants 2-2, and the Eagles. I guess the tough part is the Eagles 4-4 against a not easy schedule. At the Dolphins, home with the Jets. At the Cowboys, home with the Redskins. Not easy.
Well, you know what? They just seem to do the things that you don't expect them to do. For years, it's like the Cowboys. They're playing down to teams that they should beat.
I mean, they played a very good Patriots team and lost to that team too. They're just not playing good football through 12 games. That's got to change. Andy Reid, look, there's a lot of things going on here. I mean, there's coaches' jobs on the line. There's players' jobs on the line. They need to win here.
Absolutely. And you know what? Keep in mind that this is the same 49er team that won 5 or 6 games last year.
Agreed, 1,000%. I wrote this on Friday, Bill. You tell me if you agree. I believe that as the Eagles go through this thing, one of the absolute major questions they have to answer is the quarterback position. You can't have Michael Vick missing 3 games every season, missing parts of other games throughout the season. You got to find a franchise quarterback who can back up Michael Vick.
Well, my take was sitting at work, we're watching the games, sitting at work, and I'm getting heat galore because these are all 49er fans.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he play Mike Kafka? You know, he's going to go into next year, and he's still not going to know what he can do in a tight situation.
Yeah, well, I think I wouldn't – listen, if it came back down to it again, I don't know how you wouldn't go Mike Kafka. You just can't live with the turnovers that Vince has had. You just can't live with them.
No, but at any rate, I still believe.
Thank you.
All right.
We love you.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling in. See, guys, thank you, man. Guys, you're calling from California and all the way out, wherever you all are. I mean, I love you so much. It's 8 o'clock in the morning out there, and you guys are thinking about the Eagles. That's beautiful stuff. Eagles Live, the name of the show here. Hey, do this, guys. Go do your holiday shopping right now. Free shipping today only at the official Eagles Pro Shop online. Yeah, free shipping. So do it. Go get that special Eagles fan, that special something for the holiday season today only. So Cyber Monday was last week, and it was huge. Make it a second Monday here in December that's massive. I guess it's the first Monday in December. Do your online shopping today and get free shopping Philadelphia Eagles. Free shipping Philadelphia Eagles. Not free shopping. Free shipping PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hi, Chris.
Dave. Going on.
See these guns here, Chris? You see them?
Means yeah, there's some, buddy.
That means the blood is still flowing, my man.
Boom, it is. The heartbeat is still there.
Boom, 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 boom. Give me the heartbeat, Colin. Give me that heartbeat.
Question for you, Dave.
Yeah.
What's your take on Deshaun after last game?
My take on Deshaun after last game, you mean based on last game?
Yeah, just, you know, not turning around for the ball, kind of sitting by himself.
I'm sure you were aware of Andy Reid and what his there's the heartbeat, Chris. There it is again. I watched Deshaun very, very closely. I mean, I'm down there with my spud cam prior to the game, and I can generally tell if he's into it, and he was very into it on Thursday. And I think the Eagles just didn't get him the football. That was my biggest problem with it. I don't have a problem with his demeanor on Thursday. Now, have I had a problem with him missing the team meeting? Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Is he bothered by the contract? Yes. What happens in the future? It's a tough question to answer. I love the kid's playmaking ability.
Yep.
I would like to see a more mature, consistently mature approach from him on and off the field. I think this is not the same team when he's not on the field.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Dave.
Is he worth Larry Fitzgerald money? No.
Not at all.
Is he in that top tier of guys? Probably not. Is he in the next tier? Probably, from as far as I look at it.
Yeah.
Would I like him to stay? Yes. Will he stay? I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, I want him to stay. I just want him to grow up a little.
He's only 25.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I want him to grow up a little bit. And I'd like him to stay an Eagle. If he doesn't stay an Eagle, the Eagles have to replace that speed. Now, I am not of the belief that receivers are that unbelievably difficult to find. I mean, there's speed all over the place. I just think that if you have this asset here, you try to keep him. And I think the Eagles, I don't think it's over yet. My heart tells me that he will be an Eagle in 2012. How that happens, I don't know. There's so many questions, Chris. It's going to be another really, really interesting offseason.
Yeah, hopefully. I like the guy. I mean, what he brings to the field is definitely, you know, we saw it in the Arizona game when he was out there. A guy's going to stack the box against Shady. And I like his stuff, mature a little and never know. Hopefully we'll get this heartbeat going, my man.
The heartbeat is there. Keep that
question, Dave.
Coming.
Also, should I send their email for my the score prediction of the Giants game? I still am waiting to receive something.
The Giants game this past these three. It takes a little while.
Yeah,
to get
the 17-10 one. I sent an email a few weeks back.
I think we have it probably. And you know what? I'll make a priority to get those things out this week.
Cool. Appreciate that, Dave.
You got it, Chris. Thanks, man.
Take care, my man.
All right. Take care. There's the heartbeat. The heartbeat of the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-339-6709. Now, again, Eagles have to win four games. Cowboys have to go 1-3. Giants 2-2. Eagles win the division. Michael Vick back on the practice field today. That's the expectation. Now, they're out there now. The locker room opens actually in a half an hour. We'll find out for sure at that time. Jeremy Maclin as well. I'm checking my phone now for any updates. I don't see anything. And there's our headline. So, hang on. Just don't come back to me yet. Hang on. I'm just trying to find out if he's actually on the field. There we go. There's your headlines. I'll find out in a minute. John in Philly joins us. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
John.
I'm not quite sure how you doing.
John, I'm bouncing back, man. I'm looking ahead.
Oh, you're more positive than when I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You told me not to ask you that.
I know, because the couple of days after a game, I'm miserable. Now, the Eagles, because of the schedule, Saturday, Sunday off, it's amazing what 2 days off does as in terms of refreshing one's outlook.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping the team has that sense of bye week and comes back with that Andy Reid, you know, post-bye week perfection.
But just looking back on Seattle, I just don't understand that game. I don't understand why you just don't give it. If Shady McCoy is your best player, your franchise now, why not give him the ball constantly? Why put it in Vince Young's hands? I don't understand it. I understand they're trying to work with him and break him down so he can throw the football.
Well, they were down. They're down huge. Okay, you're down huge. You got to score kind of quickly, don't you?
But have you noticed that other teams, when the Eagles have gotten up on
one team did. The Patriots.
What team? San Francisco did, yeah, they did. They kept plugging at it. But
both teams,
they stick with it regardless of if the Eagles are stopping them or not.
San Francisco.
But they always seem to come back.
Yeah, San Francisco got back in the game because they made big plays in the passing game. In the passing game.
But off the action of Frank Gore, because he was starting to do his thing.
No, he wasn't. I'll go back and look at that game. My memory does not tell me that. But I'm gonna. At the end of the day, McCoy had 17 carries, 10 of them in the second half.
That's unacceptable.
Well, so if he had 23 carries, you think that would have made a difference? The Eagles lost 31-14. They were down 10 points driving late, and the 49ers made plays in the passing game. You got to make play. Guys, as much as, and I understand everybody wants him to score, get 25 carries a game, and I'm fine with that. That's cool.
I know.
But until you get your, what we're seeing here is that the passing game is not working. That's why they're not scoring points.
Yeah, the passing game is not working because our receivers, not even that they don't want to catch the football, but it's spreads. Deshaun doesn't want to catch the football because he doesn't want to get hurt and he feels the Eagles jerked him. And the other receivers don't want to catch the football because they see Deshaun Jackson laying down every Sunday. So it's not even that it's like they don't want to catch the football, but it's a contagious thing because you see your biggest playmaker amongst your receiver group not catching the football and being inconsistent. So other wide receivers, it rubs off on them.
That's
the problem I had with Deshaun is that his attitude. Everybody knows when you have a bad apple, it destroys everything. He might not be destroying it like T.O. is, but his attitude is destroying it. And Andy Reid might be upset with how NFL Network put it, but that's the way fans see it because of his play on the field, regardless of how NFL Network try to cleverly do it. But you
see it through the television screen. You see it in snippets on the sideline.
Just the play on the field. I don't want to go over the middle. I want to run this route halfway, and I don't want to pay attention to him throwing the football. Just things like that. Not necessarily him. You know what I mean?
Not necessarily with the
broadcast analyst thing. I'm not paying attention to them because half the time I'm listening to Merrill Reese. But I'm.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do with him? What would you do with Deshaun moving forward?
Honestly, I would have paid him. Not only that, I want to keep him, and I want to help him mature. If you want, you got to mold people, as they say. You got to mold, as a woman would say, you got to mold a man to love. So you got to mold this man to do what's best for your team. You cannot let him destroy your team because you won't do something for him in appreciation. If you just give appreciation to a guy, regardless of his business, and he'll do everything for you. I think the Eagles are doing everything they can to show any kind of appreciation. Westbrook, he was the only one that got through to him, but I don't see anybody else doing it.
Well, so you would like to see the Eagles sign Deshaun Jackson?
Not Larry Fitzgerald money, but I would like to see him get something he is compensated for because he's a playmaker at two positions. Not many guys can do that.
I agree. And, now, you know, but don't you agree, though, John, that it does take two to tango in a negotiation? And
yes.
It's easy for me and you to say, sign the guy, but don't give him Fitzgerald money. What if his agent is saying, we're only going to sign if we get Fitzgerald money? Then what do you
do? And that's the problem, Dave. I want him to get rid of that nutcracker of an agent. He needs to get rid of him because that's what's leading him down a pitfall. I'd rather have a guy that's not flashy. People, who's that agent? I'd rather take him because maybe his negotiation tactics might lead me to the big day. It's all about the approach. This man is aggressive, and people think that he's a snake. So they think that's all you want is the same thing he wants, is the money. So if you show them, hey, listen, I'm going to have my play do the talking, and then I'm going to come to the table with my play, and then I'm going to negotiate on a number, then we're good. But long as you know that I gave every effort on the field to do what I can do to show you that I'm worth the money that either I'm asking for or something close. But they have it the other way around. I want the money first, and then I'll show you my play. That's the attitude that Sean Jackson has right now. He doesn't need to have that. He needs to let go of that agent and get the back to just playing football, playing for a contract.
That's why
playing for a contract nowadays, you know?
Thank you for the call. This is why it's such a difficult situation, because John, in a span of about 3 minutes, went around and around and around. Eagles need to get a deal done, but only if the deal's not Larry Fitzgerald money. But, Deshaun's at fault because he's got to fire the agent. You have to come to an agreement. Both sides have to come to an agreement for what a player is worth. You know, look, maybe the Eagles are sitting up there. Maybe the Eagles have every intention of signing him. Okay? Maybe the Eagles have no intention of signing him. Maybe the Eagles are looking at all these draft picks potentially and going, okay, well, there's this guy, this guy, this guy. I don't know. So you have to have a plan A, B, and C. We all agree that Deshaun Jackson is a fine playmaker in this league. We all agree that he needs to be mature, more mature than he's been. We all agree that he's 5'10", 175 pounds. We all agree that Drew Rosenhaus is not a good part of this process. We all agree with that, except for Drew and perhaps Deshaun. So what do you do? Ken in Baltimore joins us. Hello, Ken.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Hello, Ken.
Everything's all right. I really don't know what to say about the Deshaun Jackson situation. I'm a more of a football guy. I leave the business side to the, you know, the front office and, you know, everything and the agents.
Well, then, as a football,
as
a football guy, then tell me what your evaluation of DeSean Jackson is, and what kind of football player is he?
I think he's an excellent football player. I think he realizes his worth to this football team, but at the same time, I think, you know, the lack of presence of Jeremy Maclin and the threat, you know, opposite of him, you know, it's kind of wearing on him. You know, he's not making the plays. I guess his performance as well, not making the big plays. You know, DeSean is a great, you know, enthusiastic player, and I think this Eagles team is as well, and that's one of my, you know, things that I think has been hampering the Eagles this season is momentum. They don't capture momentum, and you've seen in the past where the Eagles, they'll get a sack and a strip fumble and, you know, on defense, and they'll go down and score on offense. Momentum carries throughout the football team. And in this team, it's the weirdest thing. It's the only team I've ever seen, you know, that does not carry momentum from offense, defense,
it's incredible. It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. I agree.
And you can just look at every game. And it's not like this is a bad team, Dave. And I know they're not a bad team, but it's the most inopportune moments where they need to capture the momentum. Let's say it's in a big situation in a third down where we made a stop on the ground game. It's second and 12, third and 10, and they give up an easy pass across the middle in a clutch situation. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it.
How about getting a stop after you turn the ball over?
Absolutely.
How about a red zone stop? How about a red zone interception? How about a – you're right, the Eagles – and that's the biggest thing I've not liked about this team since the Giants win last year. They, when things start to go bad, it's been really difficult for them to turn the momentum around. Whatever's changed in that time, I don't know what it is. They don't seize the momentum and keep it.
Yeah, and that's crazy, because under Andy Reid's, you know, tenure, we've seen this his teams gain momentum, whether that's, you know, late in the season, which everybody, you know, has been, you know, using his record after the bye week, and in November and December, the teams have gained momentum. They've spent one game. You know, maybe it was one play, one series on offense and defense that sparked a run for the rest of the season. We haven't seen that. I think, you know, partially from my takes, you know, and I'm a football guy, so I look at the defense, and I see that we don't have an identity. What I mean by that is that under Jim Johnson, under Sean McDermott, we were aggressive defense. We have players that are attacking. And under Jim Washburn has caused, you know, us to change to the cover two defense, which is okay. I'm okay with the
change. Why is it Jim Washburn that's done that, though? Jim Washburn just controls the front four.
I think with the defensive line alignment, it's hard to play the man-to-man, like cover three defense, kind of cover three look defense that we used to play with the line adjustment. I mean, that's just my perspective of the football. You know I called during training camp live and asked you, how does the defensive line look? And
I couldn't
with
figure
the
it
wide
out.
Nine,
yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. With the wide nine, it's hard to play man-to-man defense because the linebackers, if you look right there, the Seattle, they have to cover so much. It's hard to play man-to-man defense. I mean, yeah, man-to-man defense. And in a traditional defense, a one-gap defense, where the linebacker, I mean, the nose tackle has the A-gap, the middle linebacker has, you know, the A-gap on the other side of the B-gap. You know, it's hard to do that because of the spacing is so far apart. And with this defense, you know, we've changed from aggressive defense to a cover two, which is more of a conservative, a more disciplined. You must tackle. You must be able to understand the situation.
Your linebackers have to make plays in coverage, and they must tackle well. And the emphasis is on tackling, and the tackling has been very, very poor here.
Absolutely, and that's the cover two defense. You look at Minnesota, they tackle well. That's why they were one of the best run defenses for the last couple years. Indianapolis, you know, when Peyton Manning was there for all, you know, they were a good tackling team, and they were a good pass rushing team. They, you know, they were pretty good on defense. They won a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
You know, and in Tennessee, they've always been good on defense, and it's all about being disciplined. Chicago Bears, cover two defense. They discipline and they tackle. And you know, without this, you know, with this loss of identity with the defense, you know, I think the players are second think. I mean, you know, having second thoughts about it. And we have the same players under Sean McDermott and Jim Johnson. And I don't fault the players. I don't fault them. You know, they're trying. And I seen the effort last week. And you know, Mike Mayock said, you know, this is gut check time for the Eagles. And they showed me something. They showed me something on offense when they went down and went for it on fourth down, short yardage, which has been our Achilles heel. They went down and scored. I love it. I love it. I love the effort. But it's, you know, without the lockout, I'm not making excuses. You know, they're professional football players. They should get the job done. But you have to acknowledge that factor, that we have a loss of identity on defense.
Well,
and I think we need to find it.
Yeah,
and
that's not whether they can. Thanks for the call. It's a larger question because I'm just hoping that these four games, the defense can improve enough for the Eagles to run the table, win the four games, and then we'll see what happens. But in the big picture, the defense continues its overhaul. I thought it would be done by now. It's not close to being done. Eagles are 32nd in the league in red zone defense. They have allowed, let's see, on third downs, 38% completion percentage, conversion percentage, which is middle of the pack. They don't do a lot well. They don't take the football away. They get sacks. That's about it. All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, more phone calls. We're getting ready to go into the practice, into the locker room, and find out who was on the field today at practice. We're coming right back on Eagles Live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham, and you're watching Eagles Live.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi Eagles fans, my name is Jamie Lee and this is my rookie year. The audition process was very crazy. After finals, the next morning I was so excited to find out if I made it or not. I was actually in the drive-thru at the bakery getting breakfast for me and my mom. And I was sitting there waiting to take my order, and then I look at my phone and I had an email notification, and it said, congratulations, 2011 Eagles cheerleader. I was speechless, I didn't know what to say. The lady asked what I wanted to order, I didn't know what to say to her because I was just in shock. On the way to the drive-thru to get my food, I called my mom, I told her that I made the squad. She started crying, it got me emotional. I started crying also, and then I got my food with tears running down my face and left. I'm currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in elementary education, and I'm hoping within the next 5 years to be an elementary school teacher, either first or second grade. My dream date would have to be going to Hershey Hotel and the Hershey Spa. I would love to go to the Hershey Spa, get a nice massage, maybe a chocolate bath, and then go get a chocolate milkshake, which are my favorite, and then maybe go to even Hershey Park and enjoy some rides. My guilty pleasure food would have to be Krispy Kreme donuts. They are amazing. I love them so much. They're not around my area, so I actually sometimes will ask asked one of my best friends who lives in New York to bring me some when she comes down from college.
Thank you, Jamie Lee. Looking good there. Let's the Eagles cheerleaders, who, by the way, will be heading to Kuwait the third time in 4 years that the Eagles cheerleaders will represent the NFL and the Goodwill Tour to Kuwait. Coming up, we'll have coverage of that, of course, when it happens. Let's get back to the telephones and talk to Rob in Philadelphia. Hey, Rob. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
You know, I'm sitting back and listening to everybody complaining.
Yeah.
They need to stop complaining. Now, let's jump on Jackson for a little bit here. If they paid the man his money, you wouldn't have this problem.
Again, Rob, you want to, let's negotiate, me and you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm DeSean Jackson. I want Larry Fitzgerald money. You going to give it to me?
Yeah. You know really? Why I give it to him?
You can't because pay every... You got Macklin coming up in a year. You got McCoy. I mean, you cannot pay every single one of these guys the very highest money in the league. You can't. Now, McCoy's going to deserve it. He's going to get a huge contract. Mm-hmm. I would argue that Macklin probably would get a bigger contract than DeSean Jackson. How about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, but again, when you're negotiating, you can't just give everybody what they want. It's got to be a negotiation.
Well, I appreciate it. He only ain't making no money now. I'm going to compare it to
But that doesn't matter. That's it, but if the Eagles, would have signed him to a deal. I'm sure there were negotiations, okay? And I'm sure the numbers that they offered him were higher than what he's making now. So I'm not blaming DeSean, nor am I blaming his agent. I'm saying it is a difficult, I've said this a lot, it's a difficult negotiation.
Well, you know what? Let's not be a little hasty on this situation because somebody in the lead sheet is opening right there. That might snatch that board right from us.
And there's going to be other receivers, and teams are going to have to make that determination. What's this player worth? No question. Is DeSean Jackson the best punt returner in the league?
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Oh, please.
All right, now, wait a minute now. Hold on.
Devin Hester and Patrick Peterson are dominant.
You know, everybody from all over the league, man, to sit back and watch this boy Jackson, you know? You know, I watched him when Vince Young could get the ball to him. Vic can, okay? And McNabb can, okay? He's a deep threat regardless what he does.
Yeah.
I tell you, if Peyton Manning had that boy, had him right now, that man would be breaking all kinds of records. But the situation where we have to look at, we got to have a good receiver, and we got to keep him. Because that's the only reason we can win anything. We finally got a running game now. We finally got
a good offensive line.
With our linebackers.
Well, the offense, I think the offensive – now, this is why I'd like to keep – now. Let me just please make this very clear.
Okay.
I am not hating on DeSean Jackson. I love the kid. I want him to stay here. But I also recognize that there is a salary cap in place. There are other players whose contracts are coming up. It is a difficult negotiation to have. So if you keep DeSean, and let's hope the Eagles do, you really have an offense that's in place. I still think you need to find answers in addition to Vic at quarterback, and I'm asking Michael Vick to change some things about the way he plays the game. I cannot have Michael Vick missing 3 games a year and then missing 4th quarters and 2 critical early season games. Cannot have that. I cannot have him taking hits. I'm asking him to change his game. That said, I also want to bring in a quarterback who's going to be a franchise quarterback because I am looking and I'm seeing Aaron Rodgers, I am seeing Peyton Manning, I am seeing Tom Brady, I am seeing Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning. These are the quarterbacks in the last 10 years who've won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, right?
Right. You're right. I ain't arguing about that.
So anyway, the offense is, I just think the offense can be really together. Now the defense needs an overhaul because it coaching, players, whatever the, both, it's just not getting it done. The defense is not getting it done. The Eagles cannot win games 17-10. They do not win games 17-10. And that's a problem.
It's like Coach Reed said, you know, you do pay them a lot of money, yeah, but they haven't gelled yet. I wouldn't knock them out to play right now because, see, sometimes, even, you know, like I play guitar, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I play, you know, bands. I'm a musician by trade. But even then, it still going to take a little while for everybody to gel together.
Okay.
You know? And then this team here is just going to have to gel together. And this Leave him alone. Now, I'll tell you right now, the line is finally blocking, but Michael Vick hadn't been there. So we should see what's going to happen against Miami. If the line blocked, and you know as I well, you know just like I know, Michael Vick would pick a defense apart, okay? If the line don't block, the man run for his life, okay? We know that. The line is young. The linebacker core is young. The front four is a beast. The safeties, I'm a little bit worried about them. They're on and off. The quarterbacks is coming in there, but they're not really gelled together as a team yet. Everybody needs this to chill out right now. And just wait. It's coming. And like, you know, they knocked Tom Brady all over the place. They broke in there, man. They was kicking his butt. But then all of a sudden, they started running the ball. And what happened? Our linebacker is out of place.
No, he made it. He isn't. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I hear you. I do like the way the Patriots stayed with the run, mm-hmm. and they set up the Eagles defense beautifully. And then they didn't run the ball. Then they just picked the Eagles defense apart, picked it apart. Yeah. They stayed with the run for one series, and then went to the pass and picked the Eagles defense apart.
They knew the linebackers were not capable of doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then I looked at Hansen, number 21. Oh, my God.
But, Rob, let me tell you this, and thanks for the call. The Eagles, if this thing does not work out this year, and, again, the chances are so, so slim that the Eagles make it to the playoffs, but if they don't, there's going to be just dramatic changes, okay? You know, coaches are going to lose their jobs, players are going to lose their jobs, and I don't know who, but there's no way that 4-8 is acceptable. And, yes, it is embarrassing. And yes, it is humiliating, but yes, it is reality. Noah in Toronto joins us this morning. Hello, Noah.
Hi, Dave. I'd like to know what you think about. I think it's pretty clear that Castillo is going to be gone after this year, and if not, I think he should be. I'd like to know who you think would be a good replacement for him. I really like Mike Zimmer on the Bengals, and I thought that he has potential to be a head coach in the future.
Who is that? And I'm sorry. What name did you say?
Zimmer.
Mike
Bengals
Zimmer.
Professor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got to be honest with you. I respect the coaching staff too much to talk about a coach getting fired. If it happens, we'll talk about it then, and we can talk about potential names and so forth. But I work in the building here with these men who work tremendously hard. They are dedicated to their craft. I think Juan has done, it's been a struggle. I'm not going to lie about that. The defense has not played particularly well. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by suggesting that they have, but I'm not going to sit here and talk about potential replacements. If Juan makes it through the season, then he'll get better in the offseason, and that experience will help him. And if he doesn't, then we'll talk about it then. You know.
Also, what free agents do you think the Eagles should be going after?
Well, you know, look, again, specifics are difficult to come by, but I think I don't believe in free agency. Maybe a piece here, a piece there, and that's it. I was all gung-ho on signing all these free agents. I will say this. That didn't work to this point. It disrupts the locker room too much. It's too quickly. It's very difficult to get players ingrained into a new system. Of the group of free agents that the Eagles signed this offseason, a lot of them are going to be gone. Players like Nnamdi Asamoah, hopefully Evan Mathis, Jason Babin, they will stay and hopefully be better in the scheme than they were this year. But I am not all about going out and signing five guys. Mostly, I would tell you, it's the defense that needs the attention. There are certain pieces of the offense that need attention. But I think if you keep Evan Mathis, your offensive line is pretty darn good. If you keep DeSean Jackson, your wide receiver core is pretty good. And then LeSean McCoy, I really would like to see Deion Lewis get more involved. We'll see. Steve in Alabama joins us. Hello, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Dave? I totally feel you about signing all these free agents, but truth is, we really didn't have that much of an off season just to get everything in place. We kind of just remember how you were saying that all these free agents were being signed, and they were just coming in here, just coming, new faces coming in, just coming in one by one. And, you know, then a playbook is getting thrown at us. Then we had a rookie in Casey Matthews that just, yeah, he didn't get no OTAs or anything. So
everybody else was in the same boat. But the decision the Eagles made was to either stick with what they had in the coaching staff last year and the roster, build with that. They had a lot of free agents. They could have signed them, kept it together. They made the decision to change things up. Now, when you change things up, you know, sometimes you take a step back, and that's, to this point, what the Eagles have done. They've taken a step back.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
but I just moving forward, man, I feel the top positions that we got to look at is a linebacker and safety. And what do you think about us looking at a QB?
Absolutely.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers and even Eli Manning, man, even the Giants lost, Eli Manning played a good game.
He kept him in the game. Again, your quarterbacks who are winning Super Bowls are ones who stay on the field all season. Manning, Peyton Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, who gets beat up but keeps playing, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, these guys don't miss games. The Eagles cannot function at a high level offensively if Michael Vick misses three games a year because he's got broken ribs. Run out of bounds. Slide. Don't tell me you can't slide or you're not going to slide. You got to change things up if you want to stay in the field. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
I agree.
Or else the Eagles have to go out and get another guy. Another franchise guy.
Another thing, I could. Don't you agree with this, Dave? Don't you agree that the offensive line is playing a little better than from the start of the season?
Absolutely. Offensive line is terrific.
I mean, he'll get a little more protection if they play their game like they've been playing lately.
I mean, there's no reason that Michael Vick has to try to run through people. You know, live for another day. Here you go. Instead of taking a hit, boom, get out of bounds before this.
I'd be screaming at the TV when that's happening. Get down. You know what I'm saying? These guys are huge. They're going to lay a hammer on you. They're trying to get you out the game.
Yeah. You're an easy target. You're an easy target. And the Eagles cannot afford to have their quarterback laying on the ground.
Yeah, man. And as a result, without Michael Vick, we are 1-2. So
yeah. And don't forget a 10-point lead in Atlanta disappeared because he was hurt. And then the Giants, he goes out in the third quarter when the Eagles are leading, they lose that game too. Michael Vick is the quarterback here, and he's a damn fine quarterback. And he's got his flaws.
I agree.
But the Eagles cannot win the Super Bowl if Michael Vick is not the quarterback, if they've got to turn to Vince Young or Mike Kafka. Can't do it.
And I agree that Michael Vick can be a pocket quarterback. It's just he has to have that protection, but he just has to he has to be smart when he needs to run and when he needs to get down. That's just to protect himself.
Yep.
So, but one more thing, Dave, and I get off here.
No problem.
This Deshaun Jackson thing is real tricky because if he is asking for Fitzgerald money, like Deshaun Jackson, he is a dynamic receiver, good receiver. And from what I remember, Deshaun Jackson will go across the middle, even after that big hit by the Atlanta cornerback that put him out for a while.
Dunter Robinson.
He will go around. He will go in the middle and take a hit. But, I mean, as of right now, this year kind of hurt him with trying to get a bigger contract because he has dropped a lot of touchdown passes. And Larry Fitzgerald money, when you talking about Larry Fitzgerald, he does not drop those touchdown passes at all.
I don't know what thanks for weighing on that, Steve. I don't know what Deshaun is asking for. I don't know what the Eagles have offered. I know that a deal has not gotten done. I don't know if a deal is ever going to get done. I know it's going to be one piece of a very, very interesting offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles, but that's for later. We're talking about right now Eagles and the Dolphins. We're going to go in the locker room in just a moment here. Michael Vick coming off the practice field, I believe. So let's check that out and stay with us. Find out how Vic is feeling. Find out how Macklin is feeling. All that coming your way on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Say that I like things fast, not because my supercar shifts the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Welcome back, Dave Spadaro with you. You know, for weeks and weeks, we've been telling Eagles fans to be extraordinary and to take part in the Philadelphia Eagles' fourth annual blood drive along with the American Red Cross, and you did it, so we thank you so much for that. On Saturday, more than 1,000. In fact, it was better than last year, so I know the goal was 1,200. We're waiting for exact numbers of Eagles fans made it to Lincoln Financial Field, the SCA Club, to take part in the Philadelphia Eagles' fourth annual blood drive in conjunction with the American Red Cross. So we thank you very much for that, for being a part of it, for being extraordinary. The blood levels at this time of the year are really low. So beyond what happens on the football field, you did some great stuff. And we congratulate and thank Eagles fans for making it happen on Saturday, the Philadelphia Eagles' fourth annual blood drive. Tremendous, tremendous support once again from the greatest fans in the National Football League. We thank you so much for taking part in that and making a difference for all. Continued need is there, so visit redcrossblood.org and just try to take part in that and help save a life. Let's go back to the telephones. Chris in Washington, D.C. joins us. Hello, Chris.
What's up, Dave?
What's up with you?
Man, I'm feeling good today since everybody done lost in the NFC East.
It's weird, isn't it? It's a bad, 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 bad division.
No, it's not that it's bad. It's just been a rough year so far. And
it's a bad division, though. When you look at the teams, now the Eagles, there's really no age on this team. Vic is 32. You've got Cullen Jenkins, who's in his 30s. Babin's 30. But by and large, it's a very young team. Dallas has some age on defense. The Giants have age on the offensive line and the defensive line. The Redskins have age on defense and no quarterback. I mean, I'm looking big picture. I'm looking to get back into the race. This year, hey, a lot of things have to happen. But in years to come, the division is there. There's no dominant team.
Well, I can definitely say we're set up for the long run. But this whole thing, you know, with Andy Reid and everything, just everybody want to get him out of town. I really say let's give him one more shot at it if he can just fire Juan Castillo or take that name title off him. We should have got Dick Geron in the offseason. Look what he's doing up in Cleveland. And I believe he was in the office last year, wasn't he, for Philadelphia?
Dick Geron was here and would have been hired and, you know, was here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, this defense has a lot of talent. Even the linebackers, I must say, they are young and they still learning. Losing Stuart Bradley was a major loss for us because he was definitely the veteran, and I'm sure he was the leader in the locker room as far as the defense. And the defense is not as bad as they've been looking, but they definitely don't look coordinated at all.
Well, the thing about Stuart is weird. He doesn't play in Arizona. He signed a big deal. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a situation where you'd like to have Stuart Bradley back at your price. He wanted to get a big deal. He went out and got a big deal and doesn't play in Arizona. I just think free agency doesn't work by and large. I mean, you get a piece here, a piece there. But it doesn't work.
That's also true. Yeah, I guess you get your pick of the crop.
The teams that win don't do anything in free agency. The Patriots never do anything. And what they did this year, they signed Ocho Cinco and Albert Haynesworth, and both of those guys have done nothing. The Steelers never sign anybody, and they always win. The Packers,
they keep everything in house, and they draft well. It's pretty obvious that we're not playing as a team, and I'm not sure if it's because of the off season or the lockout, whatever it may have been. But the offense is dynamic, even with Vince Young, and if he just can eliminate the turnovers, I just figure red zone turnovers have been haunting us. Maybe a couple. We haven't even ran the screen. Al Michaels said he was like, the Eagles are typically, you know, usually one of the best screen teams in the league, and we don't have anything going for McCoy as far as with the screen or anything. Like, I can count how many times we done had an explosive screen play this year.
Agreed, but McCoy has 42 catches this year.
I'm not saying he's a bad player or anything like that. I'm glad he's with us.
And I'm not suggesting you're saying that. I'm just saying that he is getting some screens. He is getting some touches.
So, I mean,
I think everybody wants
to
touch
the ball. I read your blog about the Michael Vick, we need a franchise quarterback to back him up. Who do you think coming out right now, seeing as it looks like we're going to have a top 10 pick, who do you think possibly that we should look for?
Well, I can't tell you that I know that. I'm not a college scout. I'm not an evaluator. I know that, look, you're talking about Luck. You're talking about Barkley. You're talking about
Landry Jones,
who I don't know. I know he's got a 6'4". He's got a good arm. You're talking about Kellen Moore, the kid from Boise State. You're talking about
he's a winner.
The kid Cousins from Michigan State.
Right.
Arkansas, I think Tannehill is considered somebody to be in the mix. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I don't know how they project.
Well, they actually have Robert Griffin III. I believe he moved up to in front of Kellen Moore, actually, for the third spot up there is him, is Andrew Luck, is somebody else, and then is Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, who's dynamic player from Baylor. I just don't know. I'm more inclined to I really kind of want a pocket quarterback who's athletic, not an athletic quarterback who can be in the pocket.
Exactly. And I mean, we should go defense first. I'm not sure.
I'm not suggesting. Look, if the Eagles' season doesn't turn around here and they're looking at a top 10 pick, I want somebody in the top 10 who's going to come in here. Look, the Cowboys went through a very similar situation last year. Bad team. They get the 9th pick in the draft, whatever they draft Tyron Smith, who's a starting tackle, has been there all year. I want somebody who's going to come in here and make a difference. And we've been saying that with Brandon Graham. We've been waiting for Brandon Graham to emerge. We've been waiting for these first-round draft picks to emerge, and they haven't.
I mean, Dave, I have a question. Not only that, but do you think it's because our defense right now, they're going off the identity of Jim Johnson's scheme that they can't run like Jim Johnson? Do you think it's about time that we just go ahead and scrap that whole scheme? Because
this scheme's nothing like Jim Johnson's scheme.
Exactly.
Nothing.
It's nothing like with Jim Johnson. It seems like we're very little. Maybe we should switch to a 3-4. I mean, it may not seem like we have the personnel, but we have linebackers that can actually run and get out. And
the problem with a 3-4 here is that there's no size inside. You really would have to change the personnel a lot. Now, I know that's what most teams in the league are doing.
Exactly.
I don't, I mean, it's a good, listen, I think anything's open for conversation at this point.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, the defense has just not played well.
And well, how about we give a little credit to Nnamdi Asomugha? He's been doing a solid job this year. No matter what everybody is saying on the NFL Network, I believe he's been playing lights out. He has got burnt a couple times only by Victor Cruz, might I add. But he's been having a solid year for me. I've been real happy with what he brings in.
I think this about Nnamdi. I think Nnamdi is a very good cornerback who, in the right environment, is going to be a great player. He's just not... I don't think he's been featured enough here. I don't think he's been used the way he should be used. Go cover the best.
I don't think so either.
Go
like
cover
the
best
Arizona
guy.
Arizona game, yeah. I'm sitting here throwing my hat down. Like, you know, why is he not on Fitzgerald? Why is Jaquan Jarrett on Fitzgerald? I understand that we run that zone scheme, but I don't care. You got to scrap that out and put your best corner on the best receiver, no matter what. That's what he get paid $12 million for. I mean, he has to check the best player on the other side.
Yeah. Yep. You know, listen, we're talking about defense. So I'm looking at the Cleveland Browns, right? We're talking about how good they've played. Cincinnati, they gave up 27 points. They played Indianapolis, they gave up 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, they gave up 16 points. Tennessee, they gave up 31 points. Oakland, they gave up 24 points. Seattle, they gave up 3 points. 20 points to San Fran, 30 points to Houston, 12 points to St. Louis, and 10 points to Jacksonville, then 23 and then 24. I think they're doing pretty well. I mean, I think thanks for the call. I think Dick Geron's done pretty well. I look at the teams and I'm like, geez, they play a bunch of lousy offenses. You know, they play terrible offenses. And then look at us. Let's see who we've played. Atlanta's a good offense. Giants a good offense. Niners, eh. Buffalo was a good team. Washington, no. Dallas, yes. Chicago at the time was. New England, yes. Seattle, unforgivable. By the way, practice running until 12:45, guys, so I apologize for that. I thought it was 12 o'clock. So we'll have that. We got to get some phone calls here and keep it going, but we shall do that as we move into... it's lunchtime, isn't it? Do you know what that means? Well, it means it's time for you to go to 7-Eleven and go for the two taquitos for $2.29. Go for two in crunch time. Go taquitos! I'm starving, and look at those yummy, yummy, yummy taquitos at 7-Eleven. Do it now. Go for two in crunch time. Get any two taquitos for $2.29 at participating 7-Elevens. The Zompster in New York joins us. Hello, Zompy.
Spadero, what's up, man?
Hi, Zomps.
What are you gonna do, man?
You get engaged, and you just all you can do is mumble now, right? She's taking that away from you already.
Another one bites the dust, baby.
Yeah. Now here's a man. For those who don't know, this fan here, huge Eagles fan from New York, comes to Philadelphia for the New England game, proposes to his lady the night before the game. Somehow, in a moment of weakness, she says yes, and then he comes to the game on Sunday and leads the Eagles to a loss. Well done, Zomp.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many games have you been to Lincoln Financial Field, Zomp?
I'm sorry?
How many games have you been to at Lincoln Financial Field?
I've been to 5 games, and I think I'm 1-for-4.
Yeah, well, we'll see in 5 years, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's been bad. I don't know, man. I think I've been bad luck.
Yes.
It's awful. But what's it called? I'm not going to lie. Every time I tell you, I'm always on this website, man. I haven't been on the website since Thursday after that terrible loss.
Thanks for your support.
No. Listen, so yesterday, after everybody, you know, lost Washington, Dallas, Giants, I was like, you know what? Let me just go on. So as soon as I go on, you made me start to believe again, man, when you say we got a chance at the playoffs. You know, I was already settled. I was already down, and I was like, I accept it. Now I'm like, if Dallas goes 1-3. Giants go 2-2 and we run the table. You made me start to believe, man.
Well, hey, Zomp, hang on for 1 second because we do, again, for those who were not with us early, we went to our official playoff prognosticators. You know, do you have a chance is the question. And here's the clip of, yes, the Eagles do have a chance.
I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. And I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of... guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just... least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
See that, Zomster? There's a chance, right, buddy?
I didn't see this. I just went on. It's awesome.
Yeah, there is a chance. And what happens, you know, the Cowboys have to go 1-3, which is not impossible. I don't think that's a very good football team there. The Giants have to go 2-2, and the Eagles, of course, have to go 4-0.
But this is the question I want to ask you. Listen, yeah. Everybody wants Castillo out. I mean, I know I do. I'm sure a lot of people do. But I'm asking you now, if we, like, what's the better chance? So to lose out, so to make sure he's gone, or if we do a stretch and win all these 4 games, it's going to make him stay? You know, like, it's bittersweet. You win all 4 games, you feel like, okay, we'll play for pride.
Listen, let me tell you, if the Eagles go 4-0 and make the playoffs at 8-8 and win the Super Bowl, well, then things change. If you go 4-0 and make it to the playoffs and you lose first round, win a game. I mean, there's scenarios that's why you don't really make decisions until you are done the season, you can evaluate everything, and make a fair evaluation. There are 4 games remaining in the season. I want to win all 4 of those games. However those other teams fare, I mean, I can't control that. I can't control this. But I don't like to lose, Zomp. I don't want to sit here and spend a miserable month.
No, dude, I want to win. I agree 100%.
I don't want to feel like, oh, if you lose, you're going to get a better player in the draft. There's good players all over the draft. You have to get the good players.
No, I agree with you 100%, man. I really do. It's like I don't remember how winning feels no more, man. It's like, it's always like, oh, the Eagles are playing, all right, we're going to lose. You know, it's like, it's awful. I really agree with you. But one more thing before I go is just the Deshaun Jackson thing. I think he's a hell of a talent. This is just my opinion. I think he's a hell of a talent. What he brings to the table. He could catch a 2-yard pass and just change the game dramatically. I mean, I don't know if it's true, whatever he wants, this big contract, Larry Fitzgerald. He don't deserve Larry Fitzgerald money, let's be honest. He drops balls. Fitzgerald doesn't drop balls. He goes over the middle. He's a different type of receiver. Hopefully they can renegotiate something, but he's definitely not that. But, I mean, what's the scenario? He's gone. What are we going to go with? Macklin as the number one. Who's going to be the number two? Cooper's got to step up, or Avant. Who's going to be the number two?
Well, you certainly, listen, I don't know, but can Jeremy Macklin be a number one? Yeah, absolutely. Can will the Eagles need to find speed? Yes. Yes, they need speed. They need somebody to go stretch the defense. But I'm not counting, I'm not counting Deshaun Jackson out by any means. There's going to be a many, many, many decisions to be made when this season is over. But first, Eagles have to find a way to get back on the winning track and beat the Miami Dolphins. A resurgent, thanks for the call, Zomp, a resurgent team that is playing hard, that's running the football. Reggie Bush all of a sudden is a big-time player. He's going to be a challenge for this Eagles linebacking core. You know, they've got to make some plays here. This defense has to get off the field. Okay. I mean, and the offense has to play well against a good defense and not turn the ball over. And now, listen, there's going to be thousands of Eagles fans there. It's going to be a home environment. This is a big travel game for the Eagles fan base. And I know that, just like Seattle was. So the Eagles have to show up and play. Bob in Maryland, welcome to Eagles Live. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, I'm bouncing back, Bob. Thank you. How are you?
I've been happier. The Eagles have done better.
I hear you, man. It's very difficult. Yeah. Listen, Bob, I'll be honest, I didn't watch much football yesterday. I want everybody to lose. When the Eagles don't win, I want everybody to lose. I don't care who wins. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'm a miserable loser. And I'm a miserable guy right now. Thank you.
But I still think one getting a little bit of a bad rap.
Go ahead. Tell me why.
Yeah, because, well, the offense is the one that's digging the hole that we're getting into with the turnovers. But the defense ain't playing lights out, but they could use a lot more help than the offense is giving them.
Agreed. I think it's every one of the phases is to blame. You don't get to 4-8 because one part of the team is not working. And this special teams is going to now have to overcome against Reggie Bush, one of the dynamic punt returners in the league, the loss of Cole Anderson in the punt game. So yeah, I'm with you. The offense has turned the ball over way too many times, but the defense has played poorly as well.
Yeah, well, they haven't been lights out.
No.
Kind of sad about Cole Anderson. He was pretty impressive.
Yeah. I love the kid. He should be a special teams pro bowler, and that's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising because the televised games, everybody was talking up Jason Peters and him. He's not getting the votes.
The fans, I want you to vote for the Pro Bowl, but it only counts for part of the voting. The players vote. Yeah. I think the GMs vote in the league. So Jason Peters will make the Pro Bowl.
Maybe he just beat up too many of the other players. Nobody wants to vote for him.
I'm not sure if Cameron Wake lines up on the left side or the right side for the Dolphins. I really haven't spent much time looking at the Dolphins. Harriman's Peters have a big challenge this week against Miami's offense.
Yeah, Harriman's been lightening up the place, too.
Yeah, he's played well. Played well.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Dave. And tell us all to keep their heads up and knock out these last four.
Yeah, man. How about just knock out the last one here? Let's get one win, and then maybe people can start believing again in that locker room. I thank you very much for the call. I mean, I think a lot of it here is that there's just such a lack of confidence. When things start to go bad for this football team, they just snowball. And you've seen it in the past, wins over Indianapolis last year, Houston last year, the Giants last year. Eagles were able to turn momentum around. They haven't been able to do that this year. When things are going well and then they lose momentum, they lose it. And it's been very frustrating to see that. That's a sign to me of leadership. When you're in times of adversity, you're looking for leadership. And the Eagles have not exhibited that kind of leadership that they need. So this is where we are, 4-8. Alvin in Columbus joins us. Hello, stranger.
Yo, Dave, what's going on? I can ask you how you doing now.
Happy holidays. How you doing, Alvin?
Oh, man. I'm hurting, but I guess I'm doing all right, I guess.
Yes.
It's been a rough season. We all know.
It's been a season that I swear to you, I think sometimes, did this season ever begin?
Yeah. You know, I totally agree with you about a quarterback, too. I mean, Michael Vick, he can't keep taking all these hits.
This team cannot win a Super Bowl if Michael Vick is lying on the field.
No. You know, the thing that bothers me, because I had a feeling that the Giants and the Cowboys would lose Sunday. That's why I was hoping that the Eagles would take care of business on Thursday. But one thing I really want to talk about is what they really should do next year. You know, I don't know if they're taking it serious or not, but they really need to look at their special teams. I mean, when I go to the NFL.com and I look at the stats from the years when they made it to the NFC Championship game in 2000, 2001, they were ranked 1 and 2 in punt returns and kick returns. That means they're not starting the field on their side of the ball. They're starting on the other team's, you know, they're starting their drives at the other team's 20 or 30 yard line. And it's like, I just wonder how are these teams finding these Patrick Peterson, these Devin Hester,
Randall
Cobbs, these guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. First of all, there's two things. Back into that in the early 2000s, the Eagles were making teams punt deep in their own territory, okay? They were getting off the field 3 and out.
Yeah.
This is not the case with this team. This team gives up too many yards. And the kickoff return team is Deion Lewis just doesn't have the speed to be an elite kickoff return man.
He's not. I mean, I haven't seen that. It's like it'll be nice for to get someone to, be a threat. Okay, well, like a couple weeks ago against in that St. Louis and Arizona game. You know, it was 13-13. Patrick Peters gets the ball, turns it for a touchdown. That becomes the difference of the game. You know, I mean, I come a couple of years. I remember when Brian Mitchell was back there, he was punting the ball. We was punting the ball to him. He was taking it back to the house. Something that kind of a threat. I mean, I just would like the Eagles to really fix that problem.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you
one
know,
of the
fix
many.
That problem. You know, remember the one year when we had I guess the Green Bay Packers when we had Greg Lewis back there
receiving
the punt, he fumbled the ball. Remember that?
I don't forget things like that.
You know, and stuff like that. You know, I really wish that the Eagles would take that a little seriously.
Well, they have. I mean, DeSean Jackson was a second-round draft pick. The kickoff return game really hasn't been very dynamic since, what's the kid's name? J.R. Reed. You know, who's
J.R. Reed, yes.
In the 2000s.
Yeah.
But these days in the NFL, I mean, you're returning such a small percentage of your kickoffs. There's no question, though. I was watching the one bit of the Packers game that I watched yesterday was a Randall Cobb kickoff return out to the 40-yard line, and I thought, gee, it must be so nice to start possessions at the 40.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah, it's like when you look at all of our games this year, where are we starting our drives at mostly?
18 to 20-yard line. I think the Eagles, I forget where they're ranked here, but it's not very high in the kickoff.
They're ranked 26, Dave. Yeah. I checked the stats. Matter of fact, for the last 3 to 4 years, they've been ranked in the top, it's right around 25, 26. If you go to NFL.com, look at it.
Listen, I think Bobby April's done a lot of great things. I think they've made the transition from Akers and Rocca to the Henry and Henry duo that I think will be here for a long time, and I think they will really benefit from having a strong offseason. I think the coverage groups have been terrific, and I wish Colt Anderson the best of luck in his recovery.
I don't want to fire Andy Reid. I don't know why. What's wrong with these people in Philadelphia shout for Andy Reid to get fired? There's no way I want that to happen.
Yeah, well, good. That makes two of us.
I mean, at least give Andy Reid, you know, the off season to work out the kinks. You know, everybody. You know, we didn't have an off season. You know, this is one of those down years. So I mean, but as far as these people yelling at for him to get fired, you know, they can chill with that. You don't need to be fired. Period.
Alvin, we thank you.
Take care, Dave. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Good hearing from you. Thanks very much. All right, 215-339-6709. Players should be coming off the practice field in a few moments. We'll get you the latest from the locker room. Stick with us. Give us some phone calls. Let's talk Eagles. Still alive. That heartbeat. You got that heartbeat? Let's do it. That playoff heartbeat. Do I hear it? Is there a pulse coming from the Eagles locker room? Where is it? Oh, yeah. I hear it. The playoff heartbeat. The playoff pulse. We'll talk about it here on Eagles Live. Coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
No one, no.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
In Arizona, Kevin Cobb had missed the last four games with a turf toe injury. Incidentally, the Cardinals were 3-1 in Cobb's absence. Tony Romo, 11 touchdown passes, just three picks in his last six games. Tied up at three, and it's Romo. We're going back to the 88 club.
Yeah, that's right there. And that, yeah, boy, that's a bad boy right there. Now, he had a pretty good game today. And right here, once you get that big body in front of a defensive back, it's a wrap.
Cardinals down 13-6. Dez Bryant to have the touchdown there. Cobb to Andre Roberts here on a second and four for a 40-yard gain.
Great game plan. They saw this somewhere on film last week and wanted to take advantage of their great wheel route.
Deanie Wells had a franchise record 228 yards a week ago. Gets in from 4 yards away there. Score tied up at 13. Wells had 67 on the day. Let's go right to 3:16 left. Third and six for the Cardinals. Cobb does a great job, coach, getting away from the pressure and early Doucette can't squeeze it.
You got to hang on to that. That's a play at the end of the game that keeps a drive alive now. It's good to have Kevin Cobb back healthy and Beanie Wells. It's a pretty good Arizona team now.
1:59 left. Cowboys in business. Tony Romo on second and 11 to Kevin Ogletree. 10 yards. Romo at 299 yards on the day. They got the first down. 31 seconds left. Curious clock management here. Romo to Dez Bryant. They have two timeouts. They can call timeout, stop the clock, still get a few more yards to get closer for a field goal, but they decide to run up and then spike it, and they're taking their sweet time. So we're talking about a 49-yard field goal here for Dan Bailey, who, keep in mind, he missed one from 50-plus earlier. Cowboys call the timeout. They ice their own kicker from 50 yards away.
Your own kicker.
That ball went through the upright.
Well,
you saw Chris Borneo, the special teams coach, coming over telling him to call the timeout.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure they didn't run out of time. And it just didn't hit
the net. But here, Bailey winds up again 49 yards away. No gimme. Yeah. And so we're headed to overtime.
Oh, boy.
And Garrett can't believe it. Cardinals now on their first possession.
First and
15.
This is a
great play Cobb
call.
Get away from the rush to LaRod Stevens howling.
Great play call.
Well blocked.
Watch
you get
pursuit.
That guy out.
Watch
space.
The pursuit.
Watch the piece of running.
Yep. Well, and Howling, Stevens Howling's the return guy, so he knows what to do once he gets the ball in his hands. Cardinals, they shocked the Cowboys 19-13.
And we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. The NFC East, boys and girls, what happened to it? What happened to a division that you kind of figured the Eagles were the cream of the crop after last year. And then you figured Dallas would bounce back after a tough season in 2010. And then the Giants, Super Bowl winners only a few years ago, Tom Coughlin is kind of the annual will-he-get-fired guy. It's just been bad. Jeff in Florida joins us. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing better. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm kind of upset for the Eagles. I'm an Eagle fan.
I know that. What do you? What makes you talk to me? Let me make you feel better, Jeff.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to make the playoffs.
Well, the Eagles, to make the playoffs, will have to go 4-0. Cowboys have to go 1-3. Giants have to go 2-2. There's Andy Reid in the final four games in his career. Yeah. You think the Eagles can do it?
Yeah, I think. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the Eagles have to beat the Dolphins, and then have to come home and beat the Jets, and then have to go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys, and then have to come home and beat the Washington Redskins.
Okay. But will Vic play this game?
I think that is the plan, that Michael Vick will play. But until he goes through a week of practice and you know, we find out how he feels, I don't know that for sure. But I think he's out practicing today, yes.
Okay.
All right, sir?
All right.
Hey, Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome.
You, man. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. 215-339. So let's take a look at those seasons. 2001, the Eagles played in Tampa Bay, and it didn't matter winning that last game. 2004, of course, the Eagles went 13-1 and then coasted down the stretch. Last year, Eagles clinched the playoffs and then lose to the – well, as it turns out, the Vikings game was important, but the Cowboys game was not, so the starters sat. But Andy Reid wins down the stretch. And let's hope he can win down the stretch this season. Marlon in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Marlon. Or New York. Hi, Marlon.
What's going on, Dave?
Hi there. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I've been trying to call for like 5 years. So
hey, man. Thanks so much for calling in, brother. What's a fan like you living? What's an Eagles fan like you doing living in New York?
It's tough. You know, you got all New York Giants attacking you.
I
do have a fellow Eagles fan here, too, but every day is about it. You put on a hat, you got some Snickers, some remark. But
well, I don't think Giants fans are talking a whole lot of smack these days.
Well, I usually tell them, like, you just finally won a game in 6 years, so I wouldn't talk that much.
The Giants are it's incredible how every season they're 6-2, and then they just plummet. Same thing this year. Amazing. Amazing.
It is.
Heck with the Giants.
But I just wanted to know, I mean, my biggest thing that I've said during the season is, like, the teams that primarily didn't have a lot of changes through the short off season and with the limited amount of injuries would have had more success. And I'm seeing that you know, the changes that we made during the off season with that limited amount of time is just, I think, is one of the causes.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and just as much as it was on the player's side, the coach's side has been really impactful. You know, the Eagles ripped apart the defensive coaching staff, and the coaching staff has just not gelled with the personnel. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Again, looking back, the decision was to stay with what you had. And to do that, the Eagles would have had to sign a lot of their existing free agents to be. And I'm talking about, hey, Quinn Michael. Now, I don't think Quinn Michael's playing particularly well in St. Louis, but the Eagles have not upgraded that position. Stuart Bradley's not playing in Arizona, but the Eagles have not upgraded at linebacker. David Akers is playing very well in San Francisco. Savraca was playing very well in Washington. I think that you had to make a change at some point, and so I'm okay with the Henry brothers.
Yeah, I'm happy with them. I mean, they're having their success on their own, and in time, just like David Akers when he came to Philadelphia, they're gonna grow, they're gonna succeed, and then they'll be at the top of their positions in a few years, and then everyone's gonna be like, well, it was a great pick. I mean, all franchises have to start over and start young. And
yeah,
it's gonna be an adjustment. You know, it's an adjustment. There's areas that all Eagles fans are going to be like, well, we should have won at safety. We should have won at linebacker. Those are issues, and we need to fix them. And, you know, they will grow. Eventually they'll grow, and maybe we'll finally pull in a few key positions or players at those positions, and we'll succeed. It's a tough season as any Eagles fan, and everyone wants to attack everybody, but, I mean.
It's just, I think what Eagles fans are feeling is this just extreme disappointment. Now, Michael Vick is practicing today, so that's a good sign. We talked about that all morning. And again, it's a light workout, so the Eagles will continue to work him through the week. But the idea is that he'll play on Sunday against Miami. I think that the key here is that the reason the fans feel this way is because the expectations were so enormous with all these free agent signings. And you figure out, you bring in all this talent, there's no way you can lose. Well, the Eagles are 4-8. So it's frustrating.
It's very funny.
Yeah. There we go. Michael Vick is practicing. But I understand how you're feeling, and I don't think anybody's given up here for this season, nor for the big picture. But changes are clearly going to be made, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you too.
You got it. Yeah, I mean changes are going to be made. So Michael Vick, now it's a light practice today, 10-10-10, kind of deal. But Michael Vick is practicing, and that's a good thing. There you go. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Jeremy Macklin will find out in a minute. Rich in D.C. joins us. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Great, thanks. How are you? Great, better. Actually, not great. I'm better with Michael Vick practicing. And I just think this offense will respond better to him and the whole team will respond.
I agree. I definitely think it's going to be interesting to see how he holds up with the offensive line, considering looking at Vince Young and how he held up with the offensive line. Like, we able to compare how he's doing back there.
I think there's plays to be made out on the field, and Vince just didn't make enough of them.
I definitely agree, but I'm just talking as far as pocket passing time. Like, sometimes it looked like Michael Vick had happy feet and he was a little nervous in the pocket, and Vince didn't. So it looks like I want to see how it holds up now.
Okay.
But question for you, do you think that the linebacker position and the attitude of the linebacker, like I think back to like Jeremiah Trotter and how he had like a nasty attitude, and defense is all about attitude. Do you think that that's a real issue on this team?
I think the whole defense just doesn't fit. I mean, the Jeremiah Trotter, when he played defense, played downhill, attacked the line of scrimmage. That's not what this group does. I just look at the defense and I see so much indecision and I see so much uncertainty, and just they don't play with that swagger, that confidence. I think that's a big part of it. I don't think Jamar Chaney's a bad player.
I agree. And he seems all the linebackers just seem a little passive to me. So I don't think that really bodes well for defense.
I don't think they're passive. I think that's just the way they don't know where they're going here. They don't know what they're doing here.
So do you blame that on the coaching staff?
It's a new system. They haven't had time to get together. I just don't think that they're all on the same page defensively. Mm. I think it's a real tough deal.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's kind of frustrating as a fan to, you know, we had a lot of good years from a defensive perspective, and now we're struggling, so it's just, That bothers me the most. It's not really the offense. It's the defense that really bothers me, letting people run. And it just seems like an attitude thing, and it doesn't fit with the blue-collar nature of the city.
I wish I could tell you that I wish I knew one specific answer. Thank you very much for the phone call. I don't think I can tell you one specific reason for the defense's struggles. Is it coaching? Yes. Is it the players? Yes. Is it the combination just not fitting? Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we go into the locker room. Michael Vick practicing, Jeremy Macklin also working. So Eagles hoping in this late practice today that they can get everybody back on the field for the Miami Dolphins next Sunday. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Pa, what shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
In Arizona, Kevin Cobb had missed the last four games with a turf toe injury. Incidentally, the Cardinals were 3-1 in Cobb's absence. Tony Romo, 11 touchdown passes, just three picks in his last six games. Tied up at three, and it's Romo. We're going back to the 88 club.
Yeah, that's right there. And that, yeah, boy, that's a bad boy right there. Now, he had a pretty good game today. And right here, once you get that big body in front of a defensive back, it's a wrap.
Cardinals down 13-6. Dez Bryant to have the touchdown there. Cobb to Andre Roberts here on a second and four for a 40-yard gain.
Game plan. They saw this somewhere on film last week and wanted to take advantage of their great wheel route.
Deanie Wells had a franchise record 228 yards a week ago. Gets in from 4 yards away there. Score tied up at 13. Wells had 67 on the day. Let's go right to 3:16 left. Third and six for the Cardinals. Cobb does a great job, coach, getting away from the pressure, and early Doucette can't squeeze it.
You got to hang on to that. That's a play at the end of the game that keeps the drive alive now. It's good to have Kevin Cobb back healthy and Beanie Wells. It's a pretty good Arizona team now.
1:59 left. Cowboys in business. Tony Romo on 2nd and 11 to Kevin Ogletree. 10 yards. Romo at 299 yards on the day. They got the first down. 31 seconds left. Curious clock management here. Romo to Dez Bryant. They have two timeouts. Right. They can call timeout, stop the clock, still get a few more yards to get closer for a field goal, but they decide to run up and then spike it, and they're taking their sweet time. So we're talking about a 49-yard field goal here for Dan Bailey, who, keep in mind, he missed one from 50-plus earlier. Cowboys call the timeout. They ice their own kicker from 50 yards away.
Your own kicker.
That ball went through the upright.
You
saw Chris Borneo, the special teams coach, coming over telling him to call the timeout.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure they didn't run out of time. And it just didn't
hit
it. Well,
they had plenty of time, but here Bailey winds up again 49 yards away. No gimme. Yeah. And so we're headed to overtime.
Oh, boy.
And Garrett can't believe it. Cardinals now on their first possession,
first and
15.
This is a great
And watch
play call.
Cobb get away from the rush to LaRod Stevens
great
howling.
Play call.
Well blocked.
Watch
you get
pursuit.
That guy out.
Watch
space.
The pursuit.
Nice the piece of running.
Yep. Well, and Howling, Stevens Howling's a return guy, so he knows what to do once he gets the ball in his hands. Cardinals, they shocked the Cowboys 19-13.
I love it. I love watching the Dallas Cowboys lose. I don't care when and where. Love it. Thanks, Kevin Cobb. Thank you, Arizona Cardinals. We want to do the Papa John's as well. Right. Let's go to Marcus in Oklahoma. Where is he? Oklahoma City? Hey, Marcus.
Hey, yo, what's up, Dave?
What's up?
Oh, not much. Not much. Just trying to get through these losses.
It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
A couple things that I noticed on our offense.
Okay.
A couple things, like, from, if you remember back from 09 when we had McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as... a big change happened when our center got hurt, Jackson.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that, but when Jackson got hurt, then we started really, our offensive line really started struggling. And that was the time we played the Cowboys twice, and they pretty much, they pounded us.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I think they replaced us with Wynn or whatever. Was that his name, the center?
McGlynn, Mike McGlynn. Actually, that wasn't McGlynn. Center then, was it? It was, who went in and played center in the playoffs? Was that Nick Cole, maybe? May have been Nick Cole who played center in that playoff game. And then the next year, Jamal Jackson was injured at the beginning of the year with Kevin Cobb, and McGlynn went in and played center, and now McGlynn's no longer here.
Right. McGlynn was, like, switched over from... He was just learning the center position, basically. Yep. He was, like, a guard or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. But ever since then, I mean, our offensive line had really struggled. And, man, even last year, I mean, Vic was getting killed. I mean, that's how Cobb got killed. I mean, we didn't really have a true good center in there, and I think Jackson would have helped out a lot. And I don't think really Jackson got his you know, due this year just because I think Mudd liked Cleese good this year.
I think Mudd loves Jason Kelce, and I understand why. He's very athletic, technically sound.
That's for the run. I mean, that's for running, right?
No,
like for the offensive, no, running
think,
the ball.
I think
we do a good job running the ball, but, I mean, this is a passing offense.
No, but I think Kelsey's a fantastic pass blocker.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's a comparison. I mean, I think you're going to have a period of adjustment, which the Eagles have had, and Kelsey's the center here hopefully for years to come, and hopefully he stays healthy. The comparisons I've heard, Mark, is with Kelce, his quickness. I don't know if you remember the name, former Dallas Cowboys center, Mark Stepnoski. Not a big guy, not a big body, but very quick off the ball. Gets to the second level extremely quickly. You see him up and down the line pulling and getting out and getting up on linebackers, and he does it in the run game. Listen, for all you people who say the Eagles don't run the football, somehow LeSean McCoy leads the NFL in rushing. So,
no, which is great.
They're doing something right here.
That's a compliment of the offensive line this year.
Yeah.
And just because of, you know, the new scheme and everything. But, I mean, when we start talking about Michael Vick, I mean, I looked at him last year and, you know, the stress where he was looking good. I mean, the offensive line looked decent at the time. And then, you know, at the beginning of the year, I mean, we had the troubles with the right tackle. And, you know what I'm saying, it's been a struggle for in that aspect, and it was kind of killing us. But now they look like they're coming on just from looking at the few games from Vince Young. It looked like they're blocking.
I agree.
It looked like they kind of stepping up.
I agree.
And another thing with the defense, I just don't think the defense is built for, I mean, the wide nine is cool and everything, but I think it's built more for like the Jimmy Johnson defense.
Well,
I really do.
I don't know what's, it's built. It hasn't, Marcus, I wish I knew. Thank you for the call, Marcus. The Eagles have not, you know, of all the losses we've talked about over the years, none have been more significant than Jim Johnson. Hey, guys, want you to be involved here. We have good friends at Papa John's, and you know they have the toppings for touchdowns. The offering that they have all year, but this is even better. It's even better. Win free pizza for an entire year. Enter now for the chance to kick a field goal at halftime of the Eagles-Jets game on December 18th. All you have to do is go to the Eagles Facebook page, click on the Win with the Eagles tab to enter the Papa John's field goal sweepstakes. Winner receives four tickets to a suite to the game against the Jets. Also receives an opportunity to kick a field goal at halftime. It's an extra point, okay? It's easy. If you make it, you win free pizza for the entire year, as well as free pizza for the entire stadium. If you don't make it, you're going to hear it from the fans at Lincoln Financial Field. So do it now. Go to the Eagles Facebook page. Enter the Papa John's field goal sweepstakes, and you could be a winner. All right, Michael Vick says he will play on Sunday against the Dolphins. Let's go in the locker room and hear from number 7.
Back out there. It felt great to be back out there with my teammates. Felt great just to get back out there and throw the ball around a little bit and just gain confidence in the sore areas where I felt were hampering me the most. So I'm just excited to be back out, man. It feels like I haven't played in months.
You seem happy to see us.
I'm happy to see you guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy that we're all here today, having a great day. Happy that I completed practice and, just looking forward to a great week.
So you expect
that was tough. It's tough to answer two questions at one time.
You're going to be able to go on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. This Sunday, I'll definitely be out there. I just feel like I got to be accountable for my team. Want to be there. And, I just want to get back to doing what I love to do, and that's playing the game of football. And it's nothing in this world like the game, and put my heart and soul into it, man. And wish I could have been out there the last 3 weeks. But, it just hasn't panned out that way. But, we just got to keep our heads up and keep moving in the right direction.
How tough was it watching the last 3 weeks?
It's been tough watching the last 3 weeks of football and, watching our team, go through their struggles the last two games. But we did get a good win against the Giants, and everybody stayed upbeat, enthused about the rest of the season and where we are. But obviously, you don't want to finish stronger and win these last four games.
Mike, as a quarterback, do you feel a little bit of a burden here trying to save a head coach's job over the next 4 weeks?
Like I said, the most important thing is to go out there and have fun and play the game. I'm not concerned about, Coach Reed's situation. I think everything is going to be just fine. We all know that, we had our bad breaks this year. Let's be honest and let's be candid right now. We had our bad breaks, games that we should have won, put ourselves in awesome positions to be in the ball game and just couldn't pull it out, whether we did it on offense or defense. I just don't think Coach Reed had anything to do with that. We all watched the games. We all seen it. We was all a part of it. And we know the reasons why we didn't pull them out. And it wasn't the coach's fault. So to hear that, it kind of upsets me. But, I'm such in a good mood right now. I really won't, get into – logistics of everything. I just know everything's going to be fine. I won't say they're 100%, but we still got a week to go. I get better each and every day, and still working hard in the treatment room to try to get better. But I went out and had a great practice, and feel good.
Were you wearing anything, a jacket or anything?
I didn't wear anything. I just went out there.
This is 2 years in a row you missed three games with ribs. What can you do moving forward in your career to – to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Vitamin D is going to play a central part in my eating regimen. I think just got to take care of my body. And I really didn't know I was that frail in this area, just 2 years in a row, two rib injuries, and I just can't have that. I got to be out on the football field and accountable for my team. It's crazy because we could have been in a situation where the situation was different and it's the end of the season, about to go into the playoffs, and I get hurt. So I got to make sure I'm, for the duration of the season, I can keep myself healthy and throughout the rest of my career.
You realize, as crazy as it sounds, you could still win the division?
Absolutely. That's why we got to keep our heads up high. We got to keep playing hard, keep trusting and believing in one another, keep believing in our coaches and the philosophies that's being taught here, and make the most out of this. And we still got an opportunity after everything that we've been through. Even though I think that our situation should have been different, and we all know that, but it is what it is. So we still got a chance, and we're gonna play it out.
Mike, you were forced to step back and watch this team. What did you see out of them?
Just looking at everything from afar, I just think, we just put ourselves in bad situations sometimes. And include myself, I was a big part of it. This league is all about capitalizing on opportunities. You have a short field off an interception or off a turnover. And we just haven't been able to do that. So I think, for us, we all know what our problem is. We all know as a team, as players, that, discipline is the key to winning in this league. And we got to be that way.
That these last four games are a test of your leadership of this team and your...
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think these last four games are going to be vital for myself, for everybody else on this team who considers themselves to be a leader. Have to put our best foot forward and believe in what we're doing. And like I said, our philosophy and me being the quarterback of this team has to show a tremendous amount of leadership. And that's what I've been born and bred to do. And I don't have to think about doing it. It comes naturally.
You feel like you owe this team because they resurrected your career. They invested a lot of money in you this year and things like that.
No, I don't feel like it's a situation where I owe anybody anything. You know, I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm pretty sure they're grateful to have me. Obviously, I wish I could have done more this year like I did last year, but that's just not the case. The one thing I do know is that our future is bright. Like I say, we believe in ourselves and we believe in one another, and that's the most important thing.
Okay, thanks,
Mike. Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
All right, Dave Spadaro back with you. Michael Vick practices today. Nnamdi Asamoah passes the concussion test, the baseline concussion test, practices lightly today. Still not 100%, hoping to get back for the Miami Dolphins. Jeremy Maclin does not practice today. That is the word that I'm getting now, that he has not practiced. So we'll update you on Wednesday. Team will be off tomorrow, and then they come back to practice on Wednesday. Let's take another call here from York, Pennsylvania, from Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Clay. I'm okay. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I just want to say something real quick. You know, there's a lot of talk about next year. You know, I don't know. I'm sure I'm in the same boat as you are. I don't care about next year. I care about right now. You know, there's a lot to do, whether playoffs. I don't even care about playoffs right now. All I care about is seeing what these young men can do and, you know, these veterans can do. I mean, that's, right now that's all that matters. You know, even if we win 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 3 or 1, I mean, we need something to build off of, and it starts with this week. That's all we need. Something to build off of, then goes on from there. And then, you know, maybe some miracle, you know, if it's fate, we'll get into the playoffs, and maybe, you never know, make a run for it. I mean, it can happen. You know, you just got to have faith, and, you know, I believe true Eagle fans have faith, and, you know, the stuff about coaches being fired, I don't care about all that stuff. You know, players play, coaches coach. I mean, it takes two, you know. It is what it is. You just got to work on it from there. I mean, sure, you have the same take as I do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I want to see. I don't like to see wins. I don't think wins accomplish anything. Right?
What's that now?
I don't think wins accomplish.